2077, Stephen H. and Michelle L. Hearn seek a variance from the minimum lot size requirements for a proposed lot, section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Bethel Concord Road, approximately 0.19 miles north of Airport Road. The 911 address is 26183 Bethel Concord Road, Seaford. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 2, Parcel 339, a portion of Parcel 339. Oh, and there was zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, two mail returns, and the request is for a 0.218 square foot variance from the 3/4 acre lot size requirement.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Stephen Hearn, 10521 Airport Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay. You wait right here. Come on in.
Michelle Hearn, 10521 Airport Road, Seaford, Delaware, 10973.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So we're requesting a variance to... We had a survey done, and the survey guy told us that the lot wasn't big enough to, it was too small to be sold. So what we're trying to do is the existing line that goes across, these existing homes here, I would like this line to go all the way straight across. Because right now it has to go 60 more feet into the field, and that's going to impede on the farming of the land. There was an existing mobile home there that we thought was already deeded, or not deeded off, but it was already made a lot, but come to find out it wasn't a lot. It was still part of the original farm.
Do you have sewer and water, or is it well and septic?
It's a well and septic.
And where are they located?
The well's in the front yard and the septic's in the back, but it's all been perk tested for a new septic to be put in.
What kind would that be?
I think it's a LPP.
Gravity.
Stamp gravity fed.
Okay. Could you go over your application and give us those reasons that you gave us? So for granting a variance, there's five conditions.
We have a copy of your application right here if you'd like.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
So the parcel, for number one, the parcel is less footage, SCR 488 has been divided into lots and are less than 3/4 acre. That was in the past. The owner, which is me, farms a residential parcel and would be to have the back property in continued
street.
Yes. Continued
street.
I can't see.
Okay, so what we're saying is we want the residual parcel, we'd like to have the back property line to continue straight so it doesn't interfere with the farming of the field. Cannot otherwise be developed. We just say does not want to extend the back property line 60 into the field, which is being used for agricultural purposes. It's not created by the applicant. The existing manufactured home has been in existence for many years and was placed by the previous owner. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This lot wouldn't be in character without surrounding lots.
Yeah.
The minimum variance, this request is minimum required.
Okay. Who subdivided the other lots along those roads?
Her father.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
So there's a mobile home there now?
Yes.
There it is.
So he's going to cut behind it.
Excuse me?
He's going to make another lot right out of that.
No, we're going to take that mobile home out and put a new mobile home in there, our new house.
New house, which, okay.
Yeah. We just want to
We just want to keep the property line the way it is.
Straight, yeah.
So you're not selling this lot, you're going to keep it, but you want it subdivided now?
Well, we're looking to sell it, so.
But once the surveyor came back and said that this line, that this is less than
three-quarters of an acre.
Three-quarters of an acre, we would have to go into our field, which is not what we want to do. We want to keep it the way it is.
So if it had continued straight across on the original subdivision, we wouldn't be here tonight?
Correct.
Exactly.
And you farm?
Yes.
It appears as though you farm the rest of that land. Looks like you got a corner on the.
Yeah, we got a little corner there.
Yes. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I thought I heard you say that you've recently discovered that you own this?
Yes, surprisingly. We thought her father had sold it years ago, but come to find out, it hasn't. It's still our property. And it shows on the tax map.
Does someone live there?
Thank you.
No.
It's been vacant many years.
Oh, wow.
It's not unusual for her father to give somebody a place to live.
All righty. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
Are the neighboring lots of a similar size to this?
Yes.
Yes.
What, so half acre roughly?
Yeah, roughly a half acre.
And basically the reason that you can't go, you can't build this in the size requirements because you, there's an agricultural operation to the rear that you don't want to disturb.
Correct.
Is that my understanding?
Correct.
Is that agricultural operation stop where this proposed property line is now?
Yes, it comes right straight across, right behind the house. Well, if that line continued straight to the other yellow line, it comes right down that back.
Okay, so it's not as though it goes on to the proposed parcel A now or
no.
Lands that are
if we have
not farmed are on the residual lands, right?
Right. If you extend it 60 feet into the field, then it's going to be a problem.
You have like irrigation or anything
yes.
that goes to that area?
Yes.
So that area where irrigation would go would cut into that 60 feet?
It'd be close.
All right, I have no further questions.
Janelle, why didn't these other lots, why are they subdivided the way they are?
It's quite possible they existed prior to zoning.
Okay.
So that's why they don't meet the minimum code requirements.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Juan, would you like to speak, sir? No? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? No, I don't see any. No. No other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12377 for Stephen H. and Michelle Hearn for the requested variance. I believe the property is unique. And that the difficulty has been existing and that it will not essentially alter the character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum variance necessary.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
All right. Thank you.